I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a prediction that one NFL team will defy the laws of mathematics and lose 17 games in a 16-game season. But first, it was a week of change for college sports. On Thursday, the NCAA's Division I Board of Directors approved a provision that would allow schools to provide athletes with up to $2,000 in spending money, citing the need to ensure scholarships matched, quote, the full cost of attendance. The board also approved tougher academic standards for recruits. Meanwhile, rules aren't the only thing changing in college sports. Schools are changing conferences. The University of Missouri is expected to soon announce that it will leave the Big 12 and join the SEC, which will set off a series of other moves that are like a jigsaw puzzle, a game of dominoes, and a U.S. geography quiz all rolled into one. Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
The University of Missouri is in the Midwest, but for the past few weeks, university presidents, athletic conference officials, TV executives, U.S. senators, and college football fans from the South, North, West, and East have had their eyes on the Tigers. How did they end up in the catbird seat? This fall, Texas A&M left the Big 12 for the Southeastern Conference. That gave the SEC an uneven 13 members, which can cause scheduling difficulties. Enter Missouri. The SEC prematurely welcomed the Tigers in a post on its website Thursday night, but quickly pulled the piece, saying there was no agreement. The Big 12 got tired of waiting, and on Friday extended an invitation to West Virginia. The Mountaineers gladly accepted. Fellow Big East member Louisville had been vying for the slot, too. In fact, the Big 12 opening was so desirable that, as Pete Thamel first reported in the New York Times, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky contacted officials at two Big 12 schools to lobby for Louisville's admission.
How much influence Mitch McConnell had in slowing down this West Virginia train and giving Louisville a shot, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But we do know he did have influence, and he did make calls. And people in West Virginia are irate.
Late last week, with the college football world watching, Missouri officials held a press conference. They essentially announced that they didn't have a big announcement, but Board of Curators Chairman Warren Erdman's remarks, broadcast on KOMU-TV, revealed a lot about the decision-making process.
As anxious as everyone, including our rabid fan base, is to have a definitive answer, we have to exercise our fiduciary duty. And we are taking our time to analyze all of the issues and to exercise that fiduciary duty on behalf of our university.
It's no coincidence that Erdman mentions fiduciary duty twice. Pete Thamel says Missouri and every other school considering a move are driven by the same thing.
The one constant factor here is money. Other than that, there's been a lot of different reasons, agendas, but at the end of the day, these school presidents are chasing the almighty dollar. And as the market has continued to grow and schools have tried to look out for their own best interest, it's created this whole chaotic landscape.
In July, the Pacific 10 Conference, or Pac-10, became the Pac-12 shortly after adding the universities of Colorado and Utah. How the teams will affect the athletic competition remains to be seen, but their impact on the Pac-12's finances was almost immediate. The conference brokered a new 12-year television agreement with Fox and ESPN worth a total of $3 billion, yes, billion dollars. Neil Pilson spent nearly two decades with CBS Sports, twice serving as president. Today he heads Pilson Communications, a sports television consulting firm.
It isn't so much the amount of television money. It is the security of television money. What's happening now is that deals are being made for a much longer term than in the past. 20 years ago, a long-term deal might be 3 to 5 years. Now we're talking about 8, 10, 12, even 14-year deals.
Pilson says college football also provides a low-risk, high-reward investment for television networks.
Not only is it stable and safe, it's growing. College football today, and projected 10, 20, 30 years down the road, is a very secure franchise.
You might be saying, okay, enough about money. What about rivalries? John Wilner, a college sports writer for the San Jose Mercury News, says some key matchups could be lost in the shuffle.
in most cases, it seems like the big rivalries are going to stay together, but certainly the situation with Texas and Texas A&M, that's a century-old rivalry or more, and that is very much in jeopardy.
West Virginia versus Pittsburgh is another rivalry that dates back more than 100 years. The Panthers have already agreed to leave the Big East for the Atlantic Coast Conference. With the Mountaineers off to the Big 12, the game known as the Backyard Brawl could be discontinued unless it's scheduled as a non-conference matchup. Okay, you say, new rivalries can develop, but what about geography? With Syracuse and Pitt already headed for the ACC, the Big East is considering the addition of Mountain West members Air Force and Boise State, and not exactly Eastern programs, including Brigham Young University, the University of Houston, and Southern Methodist University. CBSSports.com senior writer Brett McMurphy believes stretching the conferences beyond their traditional borders will hurt the product.
Is it really worth traveling across the country every other week to be in a football league? I think 5 or 10 years from now, we'll look back on this period of time and think, what in the world happened to college athletics? And more specifically, how cool it was when schools actually were competing against teams in neighboring states and didn't fly all over the country. I mean, basically, they're turning into a version of the NFL.
At this point, you might find yourself wondering, what about basketball? McMurphy says conference realignment affects basketball, but as Kansas learned, the moves are all about football.
When it appeared that the Big 12 was going to implode and the schools were going to leave for the Pac-12, Kansas was one of the schools that was left without a conference home. Kansas has arguably the greatest basketball tradition in history in the country, yet no conference wanted them.
And one key difference between football and basketball is money. Universities can negotiate their own agreements and profit directly from TV and bowl game contracts. And there are 6 conferences guaranteed a bowl championship series bid, which ups their value to TV networks and makes them more attractive to universities. But in basketball, the NCAA collects the TV money from March Madness and distributes it to the schools. And the impact of conference realignment extends well beyond the gridiron and the hardwood. Athletes in other sports like track and field may not generate big revenues, but they're affected. Again, John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News.
Just because a change in conference is good for the football program doesn't mean it's good for all the Olympic sports. But the schools believe that in order to pay for scholarships for the Olympic sports, pay for competitive coaching salaries in the Olympic sports, they have got to chase the football money. So that's what is driving everything.
And it's not like change is something new for major college sports. Conferences come and go, tournaments expand, bowl games get longer and funnier names. A complex formula decides who plays for the national championship. But one thing is constant. Students and alums will be rooting for their alma maters in any conference. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribune.